and where the two parts of the roof join. Do you have any particular name for that?
The valley.
Mm-hmm.
The valley
mm-hmm.
comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
To run the water down to the gutter.
That's right. What about a little building that you have your things stored in that's separate from the house?
Well, I call them the shop, my barn, outbuilding,
mm-hmm.
carport.
Okay, that's good. Any other names?
Garage.
Okay. That's good. How about the outdoor toilet? What name do you have for that?
That's the outhouse.
Okay. Those are a few years back, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's right. I had to go to the country to get that when I come along. All this was had inside plumbing. When I started, when I had to go to the country, I had to go to the outhouse.
Yeah. Somebody was telling you about all their troubles, and you felt you had troubles too, you'd say, well, troubles too.
I have mine too.
Okay. Now
join the club.
I've got, I'm going to give you some sentences with pauses here, and you can put in what you think would be the appropriate thing. You'd say, if there was some noise, you would say, I that noise.
What is that noise?
Well, no, you just fill in the blank on my sentence. I that noise.
Hear a noise. Hear
and
a noise.
You'd say, yesterday I
heard.
And you'd say, I have
heard.
Okay.
You want something to drink?
Yeah, let's stop and I'll turn this off. If I ask you if you know a person, you're going to say no, but I...
Well, I've heard of him.
Okay. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no.
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again, you'd answer, no.
I don't know whether he has or not.
Okay. I think that's a very reasonable response. If you say, that you do something every day, you do it frequently, you'd say, yes, I...
Do it often.
Okay. And if somebody said, does your brother like ice cream? And he does, you'd say...
Yes, he does.
He does. Okay. And if you give somebody a choice and he's had just as soon have one as the other, you'd say, which one you give him?
Either one.
Okay.
Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, that's fine. It's kind of vague here. If you'd been discussing something with a friend of yours, what would you do with him? You were having a conversation with him, you'd say, I... What's another word for having a conversation?
Talk.
Okay.
With him.
Okay.